You know, the other guy didn't do this for some reason. I'll take the new. Yeah. We have Parshas Chayitzoro. Parshas Chayitzoro. So. Got some calls last night. Bochum, who ate Shabbos Chayitzor by my house. So the Olam knows I don't always have time to sing Eishes Chayil. Come home from shul late. The Olam is hungry, so my father used to sing Shalom Aleichem. That's it. But Parshas Chayitzor is the Shabbos I do say Eishes Chayil. So. A little bit off tune because I'm not ruggle in it, but thank you for reminding me the Olam over here who is a Barak Oponim. So some of the Olam called me last night in the Shia. I won't mention the name, but you can probably figure it out. Yes, if Rebbe needs help to practice with Rebbe, Barak Oponim. Very important phone calls. This is at 12 o'clock, obviously, not at 9 o'clock. But the reason is because Eishes Chayil is the hesped that Avraham Avinu said on Sorah. That was the hesped. And the Medrash Tanchuma, Parshas Chayitzor darshins line by line. Each line is another prat in Sorah's life. The reason we sing it on Shabbos, probably Pashtus, is because Shabbos is a kala. Shabbos Malkus, Moshe is above a kama. They would go out there of Shabbos and sing Shabbos Malkus, Likras Shabbos Malkus. So Shabbos is a kala. The Rabbeinu Bechai says that there are Chof Dalet Prokim in Maseches Shabbos. Chof Dalet is always the number of Kishutim, Pasuk in Tanakh. That a kalas miskashet with chof dalet kishutim. Masechet Shabbos has 24 prokim. That's the. If you want to know, getting ready for the chasen on Shabbos, and you want jewelry, that's the kishutim. The kishutim. If you want to be mekashet, yeah. Obviously, when you get married, you send your kala jewelry. Yes, by the ring over here, a watch and v'chulu v'chulu. You want the kala. They want to be mekashet the kala. You don't want to go married without anything. So you want to be mekashik the kala, that's learn some Mishnah Shabbos. You find it in the Sfarim of Mikubolim and others that used to learn the whole Masechet Shabbos, Mishnah. We say Bamei Madlikin, Mishnah. We say Bamei Madlikin, Meshe Shaychit to Shabbos. Akoponim, yeah, Shabbos is like, we once spoke by Rishos more about Kabbalah Shabbos. I'm not going to go into that now again. That it's also like a chasana. Seven prokim.
Lechadoidi.
Yeah, okay. Seven, we say seven kapitlach teilim. Seven is connected to sheva brochas. Lechadoidi is the brocha achriti. That's why there are 10 standards connected to 10 lashon ishal simcha. Rakol ponim. So in Eishes Chayil, line by line, it darshins on Sora. Botach bo leit bailo, that Avraham Avinu was botach bo. When was that? When he said Imri no achoisiat, and he could rely on her. Dorsha tzemru pishtim. When was she dorish to be mafrit between tzemru pishtim? Ben Yitzchak li Yishmoel. She's the one that separated. Hoisa kanios soicher, like a ship that travels all faraway places. So she was Vatikach HaIsha Beis Paroi, and then Avimelech. Vayashkin, and then it says, Vatokom Va'oid Laila. She got up early, middle of the night. What was she doing up? Who gets up middle of the night? Why'd she get up middle of the night? So it says, Eimasai, Vayashkin Avrom Baboike. Avrom got up early for the Akedah, Zuzim Akdimah. So what was she doing? In bed? No, she got up to make him a coffee. Probably needed a good stark of coffee before he went off to the Akedah. She didn't go. Why does she have to get up? A mother, yeah, a Koilal wife. It's all about, she was there. And it goes on and on. The Milchamas HaMalochim, she was saved. It seems like it was B'schus. The saying that behind every great man is a great woman was, Avraham Avinu said it. There's a lot, he said, Noide Basha'orim Baila. Look how famous her husband was. So, it obviously was because of her. That's what Noide Basha'orim Baila, because when he came in this week's parsha to buy the sod. It says everyone bowed down to him. The seal came out of his echein. We did a melech. That was so. One of the things it also says, it says zomam soda vatikochehu. She was zomam. However you translate, she wanted, she plotted, she desired. It's different. The word zomam has different. You really need a thesaurus to hit the. What it really means, by Adam Zoymim Lamoshal, it's called a Zomam. It means an evil plot. But it doesn't always mean evil. It means a certain determination to get something is also a Zomama. A Zomama. So what was she Zomam? Which it says, Zomam Asod of Atikochehu is the Ma'or HaSamach Pela. Is the Ma'or HaSamach Pela. And the Mephoshim say that she knew in the Ma'or HaSamach Pela, she knew about it. It's a Shaila. Avraham Avinu, he bought the Sodeh from Ephron. And Ephron certainly did not know what was there, that's for sure. It was the Ma'or HaSamach Pela, or the Mechava, what they did. Did Ephron know? Obviously not, because he wouldn't have sold it for Arba Meir Shekel, even though it was a ripoff. It was a poshta piece of land, he sold it for 400 shkolim, which in price of land in those days was a big ripoff. Once saw a cheshbon that when Yaakov Avinu bought Shechem, later in Parshas Vayishlach, he bought it for 100 kesito. For him, his family, his kids, his tzoynu boker, 100 kesito is 4 shekel. There were 25 mo'o in a shekel. Now, that piece of land that Yaakov bought was substantially bigger than the Ma'or HaSamach Pela. Much bigger, and he bought it for 4 shkolim, and here Ephraim sells it for 4 meir shekel, 100 times the price. Okay, just to get a picture of Brakoponim. If Ephraim knew that what was there, he would have sold it for much more. So obviously Ephraim had no idea what was behind this, but it seems that Avram did know, and certainly saw it. That's what it says here. Zomam Asodeh, that they knew, and she was behind, the Mephoshim say, convincing Avraham Avinu, you better get that Sodeh. How did they know? How did they know that? So perhaps Beruach HaKodesh, very well could be. Could be Beruach HaKodesh, but there's another, there's a Zoyar, it's a Medrash, but the Zoyar says more than the Medrash. The Medrash says that Ve'el HaVokor Rots Avram, when Avram was running, let's the Voksedra, what happened was one of the animals, one of the Agolim ran away. He wanted a Shechta to prepare the Suda for the Malachim. And it ran away, and he ran after it, and it ran into a cave. And Ephron joined the chase. Ephron was also there. So they ran into a cave. It was like to get it. They're walking, and Avraham Avinu sees an oil. And he turns to Ephron and he says, you see that? Ephron says, don't know, everything's dark, I don't see anything. So Avraham Avinu said, I see an oil, and you don't. And Be'erech, the Loshen that the Zohar brings down is, that Be'erech, the Loshen is, Ein ha'or miskale ela lebailov. If I see it, and you don't, that's a simon that it's my thing. The or is miskale to the one who's supposed to see it. The one who it's not shaykh to will not see anything. The or is mezgala lebailov. So they saw there's something here that we have to have. Well, they figured out what it was, but Ephron did not know. This derech agav is a yisoid, Rabbi Isai. It's a yisoid that ein ha'or, the or is mezgala lebailov, which I bring that down to mean that if you see something and someone else doesn't, there's a simon behind that. It means there's a message here for you. This is your thing. That's what it means. Bocha once came to me and he said he sees there's another Bocha in the Beis Medrash that he told me we have to collect money for him. I said, why? He said, because he sees that he's like wearing the same shirt for every week, the same shirt for the whole week. And Shabbos, he says, I picked it up. He only has one shirt. Must wash it before Shabbos or something. We have to collect money. I said, so why are you telling me? So I said, so Rebbe could take it, you know, go. I said, no. I said, you're the one. Did anyone else pick this up? He says, I don't think so. I look at clothes, whatever. I said, Ein ha'or mitzgala el lebayin. If you picked it up, that means the Eibush is sending you. It's your tafkid. You take care of it. Don't. A lot of times we think that's taking care of it. Go. I told someone. Yeah, I told my Rebbe. I told Yenam. I told the Yeshiva. What is that? That's taking responsibility off. It's your thing. The Eibush sent it for you. This is your job, and there's a reason why you have to take care of it. So it's Neskala to you. A lot of times, in Chesed and other people's Tzorchim, when you pick something up, it doesn't mean you can't involve anyone else, but it's your thing. It's your thing. Don't throw it off. They're always Neskala. So Bekitzer, Avram, and Sarah knew about it. So that's really the first chelik of the parasha is this kniya, this business deal that Avram made with Ephron. And the way the Torah sets it up is Ephron was the big swindler. Ephron made the biggest mistake in his life over here. He sold it for 400, which was a lot more. And he sold it for 400. Grada, it should have been much cheaper, but he lost out. This is B'maim Ramuzker. The Goyin says that how much was Avram Avinu planning to pay? We don't know. How do you go figure it out? So the Goyin says that later on in the parsha it says, Ulubnei plak shim nosnu matonos. He gave them matonos. What were the matonos? So it says the money he got from Avimelech he didn't want to keep. He was looking to give that away. The plan was to give that to Ephron. That was the plan. He was going to give it all to Ephron, even though it was much more. How much was that? It was 1,000 shkolim. Avram Avinu was going to pull out 1,000 shkolim from his pocket and hand it over to Ephron. It was much more than the sotah was worth. But Ephron was a chazer. And he said, no, I'm being kaveh the payment. 400. How much did he lose? 600. That's why there's a vav missing from his name. A vav is six. Because the vav is out because he just lost. He thought he's making this great business deal. He really lost the 600 shkolim. But I call upon him, if he lost an ois from his name, a person's name is his mahus. His name is their job. When a person goes up to Shemayim, they call your name and it's mevur in the shloh, that people don't always, they're not going to respond to the name. You may forget your name. That's why you say psukim, the end of Shemoneh Esrei, that have the oisies of a person's name. It's a school to remember your name. Why does a person not remember his name? Someone calls it while you're sleeping, you'll wake up. Why in the oil of Amazon? The answer is because then when they call your name, it's, this is the tafkid we're looking for. So you look at them, I didn't do that. Did I do all that? So a person may not be shaykh to that. When you say by a bris, the Korei Shmoy B'Yisroel, it's also a bracha. So in the Bar Yochor, the Rebbe from the Ramban, he says this is a Pirush Al HaTfila. He says it's a bracha that he should live up to his name. What does that mean? He should be Mekayim, everything that licked in his name. And that's it's the Korei Shmoy B'Yisroel. So a person's name is his tafkid. Now it would seem fascinating. Everyone has a certain tafkid. in this world. We don't know what it is. Some people to learn, everyone has to learn a little bit, Talmidei Chachamim, but not everyone. Not everyone. If someone's job in this world is not to learn, they can't lu yitzuyer, so you have other things. And if you're not Mekayim that tafkid, Ephron had one job. That was his main mission in Olam Hazeh. That's why he was sent here. To make sure that Avraham Avinu gets the Maor Samachbeit. That was his job. That's what he was sent here for. Aboisa, he messed it up. And he messed it up. So his name is, that's why you lose an ois from your name. His name is a different, you never know, Aboisa. Sometimes a person has a certain nesoyan before him. It could be in learning. Should I come back to the Zman on time? Should I leave the Zman? Should I come back another year to learn? It could be in business, a deal, a this and that and this. You never know, and sometimes we like brush it. This is only a small, small thing in my life. In the bigger picture, this is not going to be kaveh. One never knows. That's probably what Ephraim was thinking. There's so much else going on in his life. This deal, Avraham Avinu, so I rip him off. This was it. So Ephraim, all the Midrashim talk about how Nival Lahoin. Nival Lahoin means when he just saw the money, he lost it. It wasn't stam, he lost it. He lost it. He lost all proportional decision making abilities he had. And it's like when you dangle food by some animals, it's dangerous. You just go crazy. So by some people, it's money. That's what the Medrash says on Ephraim. He heard money, money. And he just lost it, and that cost him. But Lamaisa, it sounds like he was the swindler over here. They asked the Shaila, the Chayra, Avraham Avinu, who got the better end of the deal here? Avraham Avinu got the Maor Samach Pela. I mean, think about it. How much money are they making off the Maor Samach Pela, right? How much money, whoever, the Arabs even, how much money the little stands out there, whoever owns the Maor Samach Pela, but Lamaisa, Adam and Chava were there. How much should it have been sold for? I can't even imagine a price. So, L'chor, it seems over here that it wasn't a fair deal over here, that Avraham Avinu ripped off Hebron. He ripped off Ephraim. They knew about it, like we said. The Or was Niskala. Sora knew about it. Zoma saw that. They knew what was here. They go into Ephraim. He said, you have this nice backyard. How much you want for your backyard? L'chor, where's the Yashrus? They robbed him. It's Gezalakum. Knevis Das. Mekach Tois. That's the Shail over here. How did they do it? So the answer is like this. I'll tell the answer. The answer is, a little Bav Metzia, it's Koshet Bav Metzia. The answer is, there's a mission in the second parak of Bav Metzia. Person bought a Koisa in a Chotzer, and he found in the Koisel a Metzia. Motza Begal. So the Halach is it is. The one he bought it from doesn't own it. And all the Rishonim ask, why not? Whoever was the Bala Sada, whoever bought the Sada before him, this chayfetz, valuable chayfetz that was in the wall, L'chayra belonged to the first person. The Konar Koisel, he didn't buy. He bought a wall. The chayfetz inside, why doesn't the original Bailam own it? What happened over it? The original Bailam, how come it's not Koine? Right? The Rishonim ask the Kasha, how many Terutzim you know on this Kasha? I'll ask you when you're learning Elu Metzias. How many Terutzim there are in this Kasha? There are. The Hagoyis Ashri brings down as follows. He brings down, yeah, over there, on the Rosh. He says to Yisoid, since the original Bailam was unaware of this Chayfetz, of this Metziah, even though he bought the Sada, he does not own it. If he doesn't know what's there, you don't own it. There's no Maisa Kinyan done on it. Says Rebbe Lezer Mimitz, Al Pizeh. There was a Shaila that came before him and he paskin Al Pizeh. What was the Shaila? Reuven bought lead. It's called Bedil. A bar of lead from a goy. And they used to use lead. They used to melt it down and put it on the roof. Reuven took it and he sold it to Shimon. Shimon starts melting it down. Shimon sees inside it's really silver. It was sterling silver. It was only covered with lead. worth 100 times more. And all of a sudden, Reuven hears about this, that he hears that Shimon struck it rich. All of a sudden, Shimon's driving a fancy car. This is what's going on. Oh, Shimon bought this piece of lead and really was... So Reuven calls him up and says, Mekach Tois, I sold it to you for the price of lead, not for silver. And you bought it from me, Mekach Tois. So they came to the Shaila to Rebbe Elazar Mimitz. And Rebbe Elazar Mimitz Patskin, that is not a Mekach Tois, because Reuven never owned the silver. Because when he bought it from the guy, he thought it was lead. That's all he thought it was. And he made a Maisa Kinyan on it and he paid. If you don't know what's there, you don't own it. And this halacha is brought in Choshen Mishpat and Simon Reish Chav Beis in Hilchot Haynor. This psak of Rebbe Elazar Mimitz. It's a psak in Shulchan Aruch. So now, I won't go into the suya. It's an interesting suya. The Pischei Tshuva there brings down a big shaila in Achronim how to understand this. There are some Achronim that learn that if you didn't know about the silver, you don't own that chefetz. You only own the outside, but not that chelik inside. You don't own it at all. But there's other Achronim that tie it up different. You own the silver only for the value of lead. Not that there's something I don't own. I own the whole thing, but only kafi the value that I think it has. Nafgamina. You can have the same type of shaila when it's not two different chafotzim. Someone bought a sefer from a moicher sforim, and there were scribbles inside of the sefer. Scribblings on the side. Moicher said, old Gemara, we have the new Oiz Vahada, no one wants it, I'll give it to you for $10. He takes it home, and someone looks and he says, those are Rabbi Kivega's notes on the side of the Gemara. This is not worth $10. They could sell it on, The Moicher himself, wherever he got it from, he found it, he bought it. Is it a Mekach Tois? Or no, we have the Psak of Rebbe. So over here, it's not two different Chafotim, it's one Sefer. The Shaila is, the Moicher did not know the value. He thought this is a Gemara that's worth $10. It's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Pischei Tshuva brings down Kama Choyim that say this belongs to the Psak of Rebbe Elazar Mimitz. If you make a kinyan on something, you only own what you think it's worth and what you know it's worth. If there's something else going on over here that you don't know, there's no Maisa Kinyan, you're not kinyan with a Maisa Kinyan. What a psak. Back to us, Rabbi Yisai. If so, Ephraim thought it's a posh the Sada. He didn't know the Ruchnius in the Sada. He didn't know about Adam and Chava, that this is the Ma'oris HaMachpela. Ephraim had no idea that we're still going to be fighting over it till today. With the Arab, Morris. He had no idea what this. He thought it's a Pashto Sada. You know what's going on there. So that's all he owned. Lefi the Psak of Rebbe Elazar Mimitz, that's all he owned. So there was absolutely no Mekach Tois whatsoever. That's all he owned. From Avinu did not rip him off. Adarabba. Ephron was the swindler over here. That's the Pshat. So we shame the Ishbitza. That the Ishbitza brings this Rebbe Elazar Mimitz. And he says the same thing in Ruchnius. He says, a person is only koine madregas that he knows what he's getting. Lamosha learning Torah. The Or Gedalia brings this down. Person learns Torah, ha Torah niknis. All the milas of Torah, all the gevaldika milas, kol haloime Torah. Not only Lishma, it says Lishma, but even Lod. How come we have people, us, learning and learning? One learns of Chaim Vloshen, Nefesh HaChaim, the Madregas and Dveikus that he could be Koine, the Shefa of Brocha, the Hagona of Torah. You just read with Chaim Vloshen, it's like you'll be hooked on Torah in 1 minute. You learn Nefesh HaChaim, Shai Dalet. And then you look. So says the Ishbitza, because if you don't really believe what's there, then you're not koine that aspect of Torah. What your koine is, machloikas achronim. But if you don't realize that kudsho brichu voiraisa chadu, that this is a chelik of the Eibishta that I'm being mishtayach with right now, you're learning it, but you won't be koine. It won't be a kinyan by you. He brings this hagoy sashri. When he says this vort, isa bagoy sashri. That's a yesod. Okay, that's one nekuda. So there's another nekuda. There's a medrash over here. The medrash says that Eliezer Eved Avrom, he was mekayim this shlichus, the emuna. Eliezer was from Canaan. Canaan is Orur. Orur, it's a klolo. Orur. It says Eliezer Eved Avrom was yotza me Orur leboruch. Because when he came later, it says boy Baruch Hashem when he came to Lavan's house. Because he was a yotza, he changed himself. He was yotza from Orur leboruch. I don't know if any other Canaan or Shvarzes was zeicha to this, but Eliezer was yotza me Orur leboruch. That was the klala. The reason why I say that all the Shvarzes are from Canaan. So he's talking. I know my ninth grade Rebbe used to scream all day that what a big mistake Abraham Lincoln made. Just screaming, said he's going to go to Gehenna for that. Maybe that other thing's good, but they're supposed to be slaves. They're supposed to be slaves. That's Canaan is Eved Lomay. It's Eved Lomay. I don't know. Akoponim. Eliezer was Yotza Me'or Leboruch. How was he Yotza Me'or Leboruch? So the Medrash says, fascinating. The Medrash says, Mipnei Sheshoras La'Avrom Be'emuna. Because he was Mekayim the Shlichos with an Emuna, a big Emuna. That's what the Medrash says. He did his job Be'emuna. And the Medrash says if Avram Avinu did, if Eliezer did a chesed with Avram and he was Yotzamir, Kal Vachoymer, if we do chesed, B'yadayim of Raglayim, where could we go with that? The Sfasemis brings this, a few places, Chayisor, and he fataiches it that when you do a shlichus, the emuna, the nekuda of Eliezer, what does it mean he did it be'emuna? It means he was mevatel himself to Avram. I want to explain that a little bit. It means he didn't take credit himself. When Eliezer gets up to speak, when he's telling the shidduch, when he got up to speak, Beis Lavan, he says, "Lo yoichal ad asher dibarti." I cannot eat until I have speak what I came for. He was probably hungry, Rabbi. He was probably hungry, but no. He has a job to do. Sit down, eat a little bit, get your koiches back. I think it would have been permissible. Yeah. Just leave a little bit. It's part of the job. Part of the job is you have to take care of yourself. You let us spend yeshiva money if you have to buy new shoes to go somewhere, right? Mustafa, if you need part of the job. So part of the job, take care. Eliezer, no. I have a job. Shlichas from Avram. Loi oichal ad asher dibarti. That's my job. And he was hungry. He was hungry. I don't know. He drank some water on the way, but it happens to be that this speech saved his life because Basula poisoned him. And when he got up to speak, the Malach, everyone, yeah, they were all listening to his drosha, the Malach, the Targum, the Malach came and switched the plates from Eliezer and Basula. And Basula ate it and he died. That's why there's no Basula the next morning. Basula is dead. But this drasha saved his life. You never know. Akoponim. Sometimes you're hungry and it's shiur is going longer, right? Well, you're very hungry and shiur goes an extra 5 minutes. You never know. You never know. Akoponim. Eliezer gets up and he says, Eved Avram Anoichi. And the Medrash says, he's coming here with gemalim, kesef, zov. He could have said, listen, you know, I'm Avram's friend. I'm Avram's business partner. We do dealings. Listen, he came as one of the richest persons, influential persons they ever saw. He gets them and says, Rabbi Yisrael, you see everything I have? Everything here is I am an Eved Avram, garnished. I want to explain that a little bit. Does that mean he's a nobody? Eliezer's a nobody. On one hand, he says he's an Eved Avram. Now listen, when he's telling over the story, then he comes back, it says, I think it's toward the end of the parsha. It says when Eliezer comes back, when he comes back with Rivka to Yitzchak, by Yisaper ho eved li Yitzchak is kol hadvorim asher osa. He sits down with Yitzchak. Let me tell you what I did. What did he do? Asher osa is kol hadvorim asher osa. Rashi says, "Gila loy nisim shenasu loy shekoftza loy haoretz v'shenizdam loy Rivka b'tfila." He told him about the kfitzas haderech that he had on the way. Told him about the tfila. Told him about the shalsheles on his tfila, on the vayoymar. Yeah, that's a tfila. There's a shalsheles. It's one of the how many shalsheles in the Torah? There are five in Tanakh, but four in the Torah. That's what Yosef says. He says there are four. He says there are four.
Three times in the Torah.
Vayismamo, Vayoymar, Vayimoyim, and Vayishchot.
Yeah.
The fifth one's in... Not in Leini. Okay, there's a fifth one out there. You have to Rabshan Shalshelis, because I hope the Rabbeinu Bechai, time of the call, you look up, there's a reason why each person is a Shal. But it's definitely a lotion of Chizuk, going over again and again and again of a Chizuk. That was a tefillah. So Eliezer Avraham tells over everything that he did. And I saw my four Shemias, that he did. He did. Maybe he davened. What Kfitzas are there? Let me tell you what I did. He did it. So you'll find, I'll tell you the answer that I like, because it's my Zaydis, one of my mother's Zaydis said this, Teretz, the Abdi Rebbe, in the back of the Oyv Yisroel. Derech Agav, he says, this is in case it may come in handy, so I'm saying this over in case it comes in handy. He says, there's a certain shame that you can use for Kfitzas HaDerech. It's Aleph Hei Vav Hei. It's one of the shemes of Hashem that does kfitzas aderech. It stands for Elokei Hashamayim veElokei Haoretz. That's how you do kfitzas aderech. And he says, if you say the shame the forward, the kfitzas aderech, then it comes to you. That's Elokei Hashamayim. You start from Elokei Hashamayim, the Oretz comes to you. But if you say it the other way, then it's a different the other way. If you say it Elokei Hashamayim, then you go there. It's like you're a Shemayim Dikayit, like a Malach. But if you say it the other way, if you start with Elokei Oretz, then the Oretz comes to you. There's a big machloikis, the Ramban and Rashi, in the Bayakav Avinu Parshas Vayetze. Rashi there says, Koftza loy ha'oretz. Hara Maria came to him. The Ramban says, what are you talking about? Kfitzas ha'orech, it's not this way. It's the person goes there. You travel in 3 days, what takes a month? That's Kfitzas. The big machloikis, they're back and forth, Ramban and Ram. So the Kumta Abdu Rebbe says, Shnehem Emes. Sometimes it's this way, sometimes it's that way, depending on which way you said it. And he says, the name is Merumas in the Pasuk for Ovoi Hayoin Elamayan, what Eliezer said. For Ovoi Hayoin, I came today to the well when he told it over to Lavan. No. So over there, Va'ovoy hayoyim el ha'oyim. Vav hei, aleph hei. So that's ve'lokei ha'oretz. That's the other way. So he started this way. So the Oretz, Kof Tzaloi Ha'oretz. That's Loshen Rashi here. Kof Tzaloi Ha'oretz. That's the Kfitzas HaDerech that Eliezer, but he had... That's the Abdi Rebbe. I think another one, my mother said, the Belzer Rebbe, the middle Belzer Rebbe, Pshur Belzer, adds on that the Gematria of Aleph Hei Vav Hei is 17, which is Gematria What's 17? Rabbeisa, Gematria Toif. Gematria Toif. Listen to this. Rabbeisa, Chassidish Toir, but it's good. Toif. It says when Eliezer was leaving, Vayikach ho'eved asorah gemala migemala yadoinov vayelech. The koltu vadoina biyodoi vayokom vayelech. Sveimol vayelech. So he says, first he went, started going with the gemala, vayelech. The koltu vadoina tuv, is toiv, is the shame, the kvitzis aderech. Then vayokom vayelech. There was another vayelech. And he activated the toiv, which is the shame. Okay, akoponim. I'm just using this to answer, Rabbi Yisai, that Eliezer Avraham did it. It's kol asheroso. When he told Avraham what he did, I davened, and I did. The kvitzis aderech worked. The shame worked perfectly. We got to the destination. Everything worked. He said, over kol asheroso. So, is he, Eliezer did it, or he's nobody? I'm an Eved Avraham. I can't do anything. The answer is, we find he's been mevatel himself in the whole parsha, and when he's talking to Yitzchak, he's not mevatel himself. It's not fair. A person has to know his koichas, and he has to be able to do things. Right? So Rabbi, I say this over, and please don't misunderstand me. Sometimes I ask a bocha to do something. So I need you to take care of something. And he says, okay, be'ezrus Hashem and mi'ezrus Hashem. I said, don't bring Hashem into this. Don't tell me be'ezrus Hashem and mi'ezrus Hashem. Say, Rebbe, I got it. I could do it. Don't. Hashem, be'ezrus Hashem. I got it. I'll do it. Finished. Could you do it for me? Yes, I will do it. B'li'neder, you can say. What's this be'ezrus Hashem, mi'ezrus Hashem? Because what does a person say be'ezrus Hashem and mi'ezrus Hashem? But listen, so if I don't do it, I didn't have the siyata d'shmaya. That's what you really mean. If I, mi'etz Hashem. Hashem, I'll do you the favor. I'll try to do it for you. What's this? You're not committed. That's not a good friend. If your friend tells you, I'll do something for you, if you ask your friend, you know, when you're going to the store, can you just pick me? You're buying something for yourself for Shabbos? Buy me also. You want your friend? Yeah, mi'etz Hashem. Be'etz Hashem. Hashem shik mi'etz d'shmaya. What are you? Exact same thing. I got it. I can do it. Eliezer knew his koichas. After that comes Be'etzus Hashem. After that comes everything I have is Eved Avraham Anochi. If you're a nobody, then don't tell me, oh, I'm a nobody and I'm Eved Avraham. The chashivas of an Odin is Kefi his Avod. So Eliezer got it. It's Kol HaShosei. Look what I can do. He could do good stuff. Look at my tefillah. Look at my tefillah with the Shal Shalos. Look what I pulled off. Look at my kvitzis aderech. It's all that. It's all Zchus Avraham. I'm Eved Avraham. The Sfasemes says, not this is me, but the Sfasemes, when he brings this down, this Medrash, Yotza, he says, when a person does Avodas Hashem with a Hizbatlus, meaning that he does a mitzvah with such simcha. What a Zchus that I could do a mitzvah. What a schus that I'm able to do this for the Eibishter, but I want to bring out the same Nekuda. The Olam knows Pshat. In the song, when we sing, I know Avda the Kudja Brichu. I should number it so I don't have to say it over. I should just number the words. Because it's a word you've heard. Yeah? Yes, you probably say it better than I say it already.
42,
he said, yeah. Okay. In we went into the shul on Simchas Torah many, many years ago. Walking to the shul, my shul in Harnof, and they're singing, I know, Avdo, the Kodesh. So I asked them, what, isn't it, I know. I said, I heard my Zaydi song sing the song. My Zaydi heard the song, and he knew who was made it up. And he used to sing, I know. He'd say, I know three times, and then Avdo. So they said, Enechanami, but the Rav, or the Shul, he said, doesn't make sense. Why is the stress of the Ano? You should say, Avda. Does anything repeat Avda? I said, what is this, the new Oiz Vahodu with the Tzimim? You don't like this, you find some Hago, you just change it? I said, that's how I heard the song from my Zayda. And that's the way the song goes. You figure it out. So I went over to the Rav. I said, I can't dance to this song this way. I can't. It doesn't connect to me. I have to. So he said, so what's pshat? I said, I'll tell you pshat. I'll tell you one pshat. I said, the pshat is, if you want to say Ano Abdu Dekud Shabrichu, first you have to know who the Ano is. Who are you? Garnished? You're nobody? If you're nobody, don't build yourself up. Ano, I'm great. A second, Ano, I'm really great. I got it. Ano, you think about yourself. Ano, and it's all about me, how great I am, what I can do, how smart I am, what koichas I have. And if you have all that, then you put it in. All that is Abdu Dekud Shabrichu. You have to put it all in. You have to put it all in. Boys, I want to say over. Moshe Shmuel in the Zov Mishvo. Moshe Shmuel, he brings down, he's from the only ones that really he brings down from the Sefer Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam. He brings down, there's a Pirush al HaTorah, Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam. And he brings down on the Pasuk, Vayeshev Yitzchak, I'll start earlier. He brings down, I like this vort because, besides that, I like the vort. Maybe, I don't know if you'll know why, maybe you'll figure out why. But I like the vort because it brings out how the different words in the Torah that are seemingly garnished, we don't even know if that is in it, there's something in every single word. Ein lecha dover reik batoira. There's not one word, one ois. We don't know. There's things here. It's going on the pasuk. When Eliezer brought back Rivka, so it says, the Yitzchok bo, mi boy be'er lachai roi. Yitzchok was coming from be'er lachai roi, and he looked up, and he saw Rivka on the gemalim. What's in the gear where he was, where he's coming from? So he says like this. He quotes it. This is Rabbeinu Avram. What was Be'er Lachai Roy? Hoya Yitzchok Rogil Liporid Mimokoi Moshovoi Velelech El Amidbor El HaBe'er Hanizkeres Bidveikusoi Ba'avoidosoi. That was his Mokoi Mavoido. That was his yeshiva. That's where he went to learn. V'hoya Mis'akiv Shom Zman Kotzer, and then we go back. V'siper lonu hakosuf, ki ha-pegisho ha-nizkeres. Pegisho, I guess, would be translated as a date. Now, this date, meeting between Eliezer and Rivka, hoiso, bizman chazoras Yitzchok min ha-be'er, when he was coming back. Loi bizman yitzi oso shom. Why? Says Rabbeinu Avram, kefi masha ani mevin v'nira li, Kidei lohoidia lebali hatoira, to teach us. Sheloi hoye Yitzchok yoitze laavoida, if he was on the way to yeshiva, he wouldn't be choizem imenu, bishvil shigia Rivka em Eliezer. It's a shidduch over here. I mean, he's not a young guy, by the way. This guy's not young. He's 39. How old is he?
37.
Not young. You know what I mean? He's not young. The market, it was not a big market. It was not a boys' market, Rabbi said then. You can count on your fingers. Right? The Oilam tells me sometimes I sit down with some Bochum from certain places. I'm not going to say where. They say, Rebbe, I don't know what to do. I know every girl in that place. My parents want to go. I'm telling you, I have a paper. I just know. I know every girl. There's not one for me. Certain, not America. It's different. I'm talking about a different place. And Rabbi Sai, I tell you, I heard this 3 times, Bochum in the Shea. Each time, they got engaged to someone from that place that was not on that list. Every single time. Don't know. I said, that wasn't on your list. He said, I know, don't know. All of a sudden, we looked something over. I don't know, we've akoponim. Then, in those times, it really was. I think they basically knew. Says Rabbeinu Avram, if Yitzchak was on the way to yeshiva, it was the beginning of this man, he would not have stopped. Malin, is it his name? No way. So the pasuk is madgish. Yitzchok bo with bein azmanim. He stayed to the last day of the zman, and he left the zman. The boy said, unbelievable. Ubezet to yeles umusu lebali atayra. He stayed to the end of the zman. He wouldn't have left. By the way, I answered lefizeh. Some sofer asks Sakasha, how come Eliezer Eved Avrom, he had kfitzas aderech on the way there, but not the way back? He has Torah. And I was Moisef, lefi the Abde Rebbe, that he had the shame. He had the Torah. He had the shame. He knew how to activate it. My high, he used it on the way there, but not the way back. Bigger kasha. Now you know the answer. Because Eliezer knew, it's during this man. We'll make kfitzas aderech, he'll get there middle of this man. Eliezer knew this Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam, so he had to wait till Bein Azmanim. So he figured, without, we'll get there, but it's a good teretz. But Akoponim, it's an unbelievable, I told the Oilam. Bali Toira, because he knows no one else is going to listen. So he's saying it's a Tayelis Labali Toira. But Bacha called me up, I told the Oilam the Maisa. Bacha called me up 2 years ago. A year and a half, 2 years ago, and he says, Rebbe, he says, I'm in a room in yeshiva with four boys, and all of a sudden we realize all our friends are married already. Like, each one of us is left from the chabura. All of a sudden we realize, to angefallen, that there's something we have in common, all four of us. I said, what? He says, Rebbe, you remember the end of this month, my last month there? And it was the last day, and there was a shiur the last day, and I told Rebbe I wanted to go to Amuka, the school, because I'm starting Shiduchim. And I asked Rebbe what to do. And he told me, if you want a school for Shiduchim, don't go to Amuka. Stay in shiur. Don't miss shiur to go to Amuka. So he says, Rebbe, I didn't listen. And these other three guys also did. Not from the same shiur, but he was in my shiur. He says that we realized we were that last day. We all skipped Shia, yeshiva, and we went to Amukah. And it must be. I guess if you go to Amukah at the wrong time, it backfires. Short circuits. The school is somehow short circuits. You're not supposed to be there. So I said, what do you want me to do? He said, you messed up. Yeah, you messed up, too bad. What do you want me to do? I said, some things can't be fixed. I don't give second chances. I said, yeah, I said, maybe if you come back every day for the rest of your life to the last day of Shia. I said, he wanted a tikkun. He said, we need a tikkun. We need a tikkun. So he wanted a tikkun. So I gave him a tikkun. I did give them a tikkun. I don't know, whatever. I'm not going to finish. The rest of my Maisa is too long. You want to hear the end of the Maisa, that the boys are all happily ever married? Don't. It's not. Some of them are. Some are not. But I'm just bringing that out over here. The rest of the Maisa is for a different time, but this is for the last day of the month. Rabbi says it's an unbelievable. What I want to end off with is like this. Rabbi says I want to end off with is as follows. This parsha is like the shidduch, what it took Eliezer to get Rivka, find her and bring her back. It's like I don't know why they don't make a story out of this in the magazines, in the back of the, what's it called? What, in the back of the, like the Amis, and the, they had these serial stories. I won't tell anyone if you know what it's called. I know the pick that I know. Nah, I'm Oritz. Mishpach Ami, but the life stories, those, you know the stories that, that's what it's called, you know the serial stories they have. Why don't they put this in? Now the kichels I read. The stories, like if you think about it, just to send Eliezer Eved Avraham. And he had a daughter that in the back of his mind he was trying to get for Yitzchak. He had negias over here. It was tricky. Till he gets there. And the well, the water, the simonim, the tefillah. And then they get to Lovin's house, and they don't want her to go. They're trying to convince her not to go. Besul wanted to be ma'akev the shidduch. The Chanukah Satori says that he could have been Ma'akev, because she was a Katana. Katanas can't get married, but Shalom Yidas Aviyah. That's why he had to die. And they tried to kill him. They tried to poison the Shadchan. It was terrible, what was going on over there. He got out of there by the skin of his teeth. And here he's coming back. The whole world was turned over in these workings just to get the Kala. Now, what's the Chosin doing all this time? He's sitting in the Beis Medrash, learning, doesn't know from anything, working out the Machloikis Rishonim in the Gedder of Yachloiku, Belech Zezuzim Yimanokat, came to them, he closes his Gemara, he walks out on a silver platter, the Kala. It says, when Rivka saw this, it says that she fell off the gomel from, she couldn't, she says, who is this guy? So, we could say, there's different shotim over there. What was her espilus? She says, look what I went through to get here. And he gets it all. who is this guy? Just, he walks out after the Zaman closes his Gemara, and we're walking down to the chuppah, they're rolling out the carpet. Who is this guy? The whole world was turned over just for him. That was her. That's Rabbi Isai. So, the Bacher called me, I'm ending with this. The Bacher called me this week. Just got engaged. He's in BMG. And he says to me, Rebbe, I said, where's the girl from? He says, L.A. I said, wow, that was hard. You had to fly back and forth, L.A. He said, no, Rebbe, you're not going to believe this. She flew in from L.A. and she stayed in Lakewood. Now it's a block from Yeshiva. Block from Yeshiva, or two blocks from Yeshiva. She was supposed to be here for a week or two, and then she decided, you know what? I don't want the chassid to have to travel. So she just stayed here for the whole dating. I was in the Yeshiva. We just had to walk down the block. I think even he made one or two of the dates in the Yeshiva lunchroom. After lunch. You'd be surprised if you know who it is. And so he calls me up and said, Rebbe, remember that shmooze you said about Yitzchak? He just stayed in Yeshiva and the Kala just came? It was Niskayim. He says, thank you, and it was Niskayim. He didn't leave Yeshiva. He said, you just learned all the stomach Yeshivas back and forth. So it's possible. I'm bringing this down. It was a one-time leave, but it's possible. My boys say it's possible. Praise. I was having a good job.
Abraham, which means Abraham, we can call you by your name in Shomayim, because this is Yisroel that you've done is
now
wow,
saying. Wow,
and Batikon Chel, because Kicha Kichom is there.
Very nice.
Yes,
very
nice.
Yeah.
You know, Yaki Yamish told me already, he made a chassid.